New Testament Gospel Doctrine Teacher's Manual, Lesson 8, The Sermon on the Mount. Matthew chapter 5. Purpose: to encourage class members to come unto Christ by applying the principles he taught in the Sermon on the Mount. Preparation: 1. Read, ponder, and pray about the following scriptures. A. Matthew chapter 5, verses 1 through 12. On a mount in Galilee, Jesus teaches the Beatitudes to his disciples. B. Matthew chapter 5, verses 13 through 16. Jesus declares that his disciples are the salt of the earth and the light of the world. C. Matthew chapter 5, verses 17 through 48. Jesus declares that he has come to fulfill the law of Moses, and he teaches a higher law. 2. Additional reading: Luke chapter 6, verses 17 through 36. Joseph Smith translation of Luke chapter 14, verses 35 through 37. Mosiah chapter 13, verses 28 through 35. Alma chapter 34, verses 13 through 16. 3rd Nephi chapter 12. Ether chapter 12, verse 11. Bible Dictionary, Beatitudes, page 620. And Sermon on the Mount, pages 771 through 772. 3. If you use the attention activity, provide each class member with a pen or pencil and a piece of paper. 4. If the following materials are available, use them during the lesson. A. The picture Sermon on the Mount, item number 62166, Gospel Art Picture Kit 212. B. A container of salt and a lamp. 5. Suggestion for teaching: Jesus Christ is the master teacher. As you study the Sermon on the Mount, notice his teaching methods and look for ways you can emulate him as a teacher. Suggested lesson development. Attention activity: as appropriate, use the following activity or one of your own to begin the lesson. Give each class member a piece of paper and a pen or pencil. Explain that the scriptures include many invitations from the Savior. You may want to have class members read the Savior's invitations in Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 through 29, and 3rd Nephi chapter 27, verse 27. Ask class members to write "the Savior invites me to" at the top of the piece of paper. Then explain that this lesson focuses on the Sermon on the Mount, which contains many invitations from the Savior. Encourage class members to look for invitations during the lesson and to write them on the piece of paper. Scripture discussion and application: as you teach the following scripture passages, discuss how they apply to daily life. Encourage class members to share experiences that relate to the scriptural principles. Because it would be difficult to ask every question or cover every point in the lesson, prayerfully select those that will best meet class members' needs. 1. Jesus teaches the Beatitudes to his disciples. Explain that many centuries after the premortal Christ gave the law of Moses on Mount Sinai, the mortal Messiah ascended another mount to proclaim a higher law in a discourse known as the Sermon on the Mount. Display the picture of the Sermon on the Mount. The first teachings in this sermon are known as the Beatitudes, Matthew chapter 5, verses 1 through 12. The word beatitude comes from the Latin beatus, which means fortunate, happy, or blessed. Matthew chapter 5, verse 3, footnote 3a. Read the Beatitudes and discuss them as outlined below. Matthew chapter 5, verse 3. What does it mean to be poor in spirit? To be humble. See footnote 3b. See also 3 Nephi chapter 12, verse 3. Why is it important that we be humble? How can we become more humble? Matthew chapter 5, verse 4. What are some ways the Lord provides for us to be comforted? See John chapter 14, verses 26 through 27, and Mosiah chapter 18, verses 8 through 9 for some examples. How have you been comforted in times of mourning? Matthew chapter 5, verse 5. What does it mean to be meek? To be gentle, forgiving, or benevolent? See footnote 5a. How can we develop meekness? See Mosiah chapter 3, verse 19, Alma chapter 7, verse 23, and chapter 13, verse 28. Matthew chapter 5, verse 6. What did Jesus promise those who hunger and thirst after righteousness? See Matthew chapter 5, verse 6, 3 Nephi chapter 12, verse 6. What can we do to lift our appetites from the things of the world to things of righteousness? Matthew chapter 5, verse 7. How can we show mercy to others? Why do we need mercy from the Lord? See Alma chapter 42, verses 13 through 15. Matthew chapter 5, verse 8. What do you think it means to have a pure heart? How can we purify our hearts? See Helaman chapter 3, verse 35. Why must we have pure hearts if we are to see God and dwell with Him? See Moses chapter 6, verse 57. Matthew chapter 5, verse 9. How can we be peacemakers in our homes and communities? Matthew chapter 5, verses 10 through 12. Why are righteous people sometimes persecuted? How should we respond to persecution? See Matthew chapter 5, verse 44, Luke chapter 6, verse 35. If you use the attention activity, ask class members to list invitations in the Beatitudes that they feel are especially helpful for them. 2. Jesus declares that His disciples are the salt of the earth and the light of the world. Read and discuss Matthew chapter 5, verses 13 through 16. As you discuss these verses, you may want to display a container of salt and a lamp. Jesus said that His disciples are the salt of the earth. Matthew chapter 5, verse 13, Doctrine and Covenants, section 101, verse 39. What are some uses for salt? Answers may include that salt is a seasoning and a preservative. How can Latter-day Saints be the salt of the earth? Invite a class member to read Doctrine and Covenants, section 103, verses 9 through 10. What insights do these verses add about what it means to be the salt of the earth? How can we be the saviors of men? Answers may include sharing the gospel and doing temple work. How can Latter-day Saints be the light of the world? Matthew chapter 5, verse 14. See also Matthew chapter 5, verse 16. What happens when a candle is placed under a bushel? Matthew chapter 5, verse 15. Note that a bushel is a large basket. How do we as church members sometimes put our light under a bushel? How can we let our light shine in a way that will lead others to glorify our Father in heaven? See Matthew chapter 5, verse 16, 3 Nephi chapter 18, verse 24. 3. Jesus teaches a higher law than the law of Moses. Discuss Matthew chapter 5, verses 17 through 48. Invite class members to read selected verses aloud. Jesus said that He came to fulfill the law of Moses, not to destroy it. Matthew chapter 5, verses 17 through 18. How did He fulfill the law of Moses? Explain that the law of Moses had been given to the children of Israel, for they were a stiff-necked people, quick to do iniquity and slow to remember the Lord their God. It was a law of performances and of ordinances, which the Israelites were to observe strictly from day to day, to keep them in remembrance of God and their duty towards Him. Mosiah chapter 13, verses 29 through 30. Those who understood the law looked forward with steadfastness unto Christ until the law was fulfilled. For this end was the law given. 2 Nephi chapter 25, verses 24 through 25. The Savior fulfilled the law of Moses when He atoned for our sins. Alma chapter 34, verses 13 through 16. After the atonement, the people were no longer commanded to make animal sacrifices, which had been required as part of the law of Moses to point to the atoning sacrifice of Jesus Christ. Instead, the people were commanded to offer for a sacrifice a broken heart and a contrite spirit. 3 Nephi chapter 9, verse 20. See also 3 Nephi chapter 9, verse 19. Jesus said that His disciples' righteousness should exceed the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees. Matthew chapter 5, verse 20. What was lacking from the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees? They focused only on outward appearances of the law and ignored the importance of inner faithfulness. If they had observed the law as it was given, they would have recognized Jesus as the Messiah. In the upper left corner of the chalkboard, write, "Ye have heard that it was said." Explain that in the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus used these words when he referred to commandments that were part of the law of Moses. In the upper right corner of the chalkboard, write, "But I say unto you." Point out that Jesus used these words when he taught his disciples his higher law. In Matthew chapter 5, verse 21, what ancient law did Jesus refer to? Write, "Thou shalt not kill," below, "ye have heard that it was said." What higher law did Jesus give concerning this commandment? See Matthew chapter 5, verse 22. Write, "Do not get angry," below, "but I say unto you." Note that the phrase "without a cause" does not appear in the Joseph Smith translation of Matthew chapter 5, verse 22, or in 3 Nephi chapter 12, verse 22. How is the commandment to avoid anger a higher law than the commandment against murder? How do feelings of anger affect our relationship with God? What can we do to control feelings of anger and seek to eliminate them from our lives? The Savior spoke of bringing a gift to the altar, referring to the ancient practice of bringing sacrificial offerings to the altar, Matthew chapter 5, verse 23. What did Jesus say his disciples should do if they had angry feelings as they prepared to bring a gift to the altar? See Matthew chapter 5, verses 23 through 24. How might this apply to us? What should we do when someone has offended us? See Matthew chapter 5, verse 24, Matthew chapter 18, verse 15, Doctrine and Covenants, section 64, verses 8 through 11. What are the dangers of waiting for a person who has offended us to ask for our forgiveness? In Matthew chapter 5, verse 27, what ancient law did Jesus refer to? Write, "Thou shalt not commit adultery," below, "ye have heard that it was said." What law did Jesus give to supersede this commandment? See Matthew chapter 5, verse 28. Write, "Avoid lustful thoughts," below, "but I say unto you." What are some results of unclean thoughts? See Mosiah chapter 4, verse 30, Alma chapter 12, verse 14, Doctrine and Covenants, section 63, verse 16. What can we do to keep our thoughts pure? The Joseph Smith translation says that the eye and hand mentioned in Matthew chapter 5, verses 29 through 30 represent sins. Matthew chapter 5, verse 30, footnote 30a. What do these verses teach us about how we should deal with our sins? As recorded in Matthew chapter 5, verse 33, how did people in Old Testament times signify that they were telling the truth? Right, perform oaths to the Lord, below, "ye have heard that it was said." What law did Jesus give to supersede this practice? See Matthew chapter 5, verses 34 through 37. Read the following statement by Elder Bruce R. McConkie. Then write, "Keep your word," below, "but I say unto you." Elder Bruce R. McConkie said, "Under the Mosaic law, the taking of oaths was so common and covered such a variety of circumstances that in practice, little verity attended statements that were not made with an oath. Under the perfect law of Christ, every man's word is his bond, and all spoken statements are as true as though an oath attended each spoken word." The Mortal Messiah, Volume 2, page 140. In Matthew chapter 5, verse 38, what ancient law did Jesus refer to? Write, "An eye for an eye," below, "ye have heard that it was said." Explain that an eye for an eye meant that a person who injured another could receive the same injury as punishment. See Leviticus chapter 24, verses 17 through 21. What commandment superseded this law? See Matthew chapter 5, verses 39 through 40. Write, "Turn the other cheek," below, "but I say unto you." What principles did Jesus teach when he spoke of turning the other cheek to someone who hits us and giving our cloak to someone who takes our coat? In Matthew chapter 5, verse 43, what ancient practice did Jesus refer to? Write, "Love thy neighbor and hate thine enemy" below, "Ye have heard that it was said." What commandment superseded this practice? See Matthew chapter 5, verses 44 through 47. Write, "Love your enemies" below, "but I say unto you." How can we develop love for our enemies? See Moroni chapter 7, verses 47 through 48 for one example. How will our lives change when we love our enemies? How might their lives change? If you use the attention activity, ask class members to look at the chalkboard and list the invitations in Matthew chapter 5, verses 17 through 47 that are especially helpful to them. How are we to understand the Savior's command that we become perfect? See Matthew chapter 5, verse 48, footnote 48b, which says that an alternate Greek translation of the word perfect is complete, finished, fully developed. How can the command to be perfect motivate us rather than frustrate us? President Joseph Fielding Smith said, "I believe the Lord meant just what he said, that we should be perfect as our Father in heaven is perfect. That will not come all at once, but line upon line and precept upon precept, example upon example, and even then not as long as we live in this mortal life, for we will have to go even beyond the grave before we reach that perfection and shall be like God. But here we lay the foundation. Here is where we are taught these simple truths of the gospel of Jesus Christ, in this probationary state, to prepare us for that perfection. It is our duty to be better today than we were yesterday, and better tomorrow than we are today. If we are keeping the commandments of the Lord, we are on that road to perfection." Doctrines of Salvation, compiled by Bruce R. McConkie, Volume 2, pages 18 through 19. See also Doctrine and Covenants, Section 93, verses 11 through 14 and 19 through 20. How does the Savior's atonement help us reach perfection? See Moroni chapter 10, verses 32 through 33. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 76, verses 68 through 70. How do the teachings in the Sermon on the Mount help us come unto Christ and be perfected in Him? Conclusion. Testify that the teachings in the Sermon on the Mount help us come unto Christ and be perfected in Him. Moroni chapter 10, verse 32. Encourage class members to apply those teachings in their lives. If you use the attention activity, ask class members to look at the invitations they have listed and to choose one or two that they will focus on during the coming week. Additional teaching ideas. The following material supplements the suggested lesson outline. You may want to use one or more of these ideas as part of the lesson. 1. A More Excellent Way. Ether chapter 12, verse 11. Invite a few class members to come to class prepared to share ideas about how the teachings in Matthew chapter 5 can help them at home, at school, or at work. 2. The Savior's Teaching About Divorce. If you or class members have questions about Matthew chapter 5, verses 31 through 32, see the fifth additional teaching idea in lesson 14. 3. Video Presentation. The second segment of the New Testament Customs, a selection from New Testament Video Presentations, item number 53914, explains the term schoolmaster, which is used in Galatians chapter 3, verses 24 through 25, to describe the Law of Moses. If you show this segment, discuss how the Law of Moses was a schoolmaster to bring the people to Christ. End of Lesson 8, The Sermon on the Mount, A More Excellent Way.